Hey, up next on Downtown, we're pleased to be joined by a Bangor native who is doing quite well for himself in the world of film. He is a screenwriter for a new movie that's getting tremendous reviews entitled Just Mercy, a Bangor native. We're pleased to be joined this afternoon by Andrew Lanham. Andrew, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Let's share a little of the background, if you can. You grew up in Bangor in a theatrical family, to say the least, but you were exposed to the arts pretty early. How did that impact you as a little guy growing up in this area?
I mean, my parents, we grew up in the church choir at St. John's Episcopal, and then my mom directed a lot of musicals after performing in them with Penobscot Theater Company as I was young, throughout my high school and middle school, along with my brothers and the youth group in our church. And then my dad, Sam Lanham, would do all the music for them. So we just kind of, growing up in that environment, sort of instilled a love in all things, not just theatrical, but narrative, I guess I would say, right from a really early age. And I was also always kind of just obsessed with film and movies, and my parents really supported that obsession in a way that I'm very grateful for now.
And you followed your passions all the way to Austin and the University of Texas and that tremendous program they have.
Yeah, the program, the MFA in Texas was amazing for me, and I ended up winning a thing called the Nickel Fellowship in screenwriting, which is like the Academy, the Oscars screenwriting competition, my second year there. So that got me flown out to LA for the first time, where I ended up with my agent and my manager. And I also met a young writer-director named Destin Daniel Cretton, who had won at the same time as me for a script of his called Short Term 12. And he ended up just becoming a dear friend. I lived on his couch when I moved to LA. And then a few years later, I started doing some projects with him, which eventually led to Just Mercy.
And before that, it led to a film entitled The Glass Castle. That also has some familiar faces for people who are planning on seeing Just Mercy. Woody Harrelson and Brie Larson a part of that as well.
Yeah, and Brie, Brie's a close friend of Destin's ever since they shot Short Term 12 together. So she's kind of one of those constant collaborators that a lot of the writer-directors are lucky enough to find.
So what drew you and Destin to this project?
Just Mercy, the first producer on was a man named Gil Netter, and he sent Destin the book. And we had all worked together on The Glass Castle, so we all kind of knew we had a good working relationship. Gil was doing Just Mercy with Michael B. Jordan and then Brian Stevenson, who's the amazing man who is at the center of the story and also wrote the book that it's based on. So Destin called me and told me he had just finished this book, and it was so incredibly moving and transformative, just reading it, and asked me what I thought. It's kind of interesting, because with most jobs, the question is kind of, how can I bring my voice to this specific project? Obviously, Just Mercy is about our justice system and the way that it kind of affects African-Americans predominantly, but also people of all races and gender and ages, especially the people who have less than those who are blessed to have so much more. It's definitely not my experience, but I also felt like Destin's kind of the message that is in all of his films matched the message of Brian Stevenson's book. And we knew that Brian himself was going to be incredibly hands-on with the entire adaptation process. So for me, it was less a question of how could I bring my voice to the project and more a question of can I be a good steward in helping to translate Brian's voice to the screen?
And for anybody who may not be familiar, can you give us just a brief backstory, the plot summary of what happened with Brian Stevenson and Walter McMillan?
Yeah, Brian Stevenson runs the Equal Justice Initiative in Alabama, which is right on the forefront of justice reform and trying to get rid of the death penalty in our country. It's a really amazing organization that I would urge anybody who's interested in the subject or the movie to kind of seek out. He also has a number of TED Talks, and listening to Brian speak is a very transformative experience. He talks about a lot of things that need to change in our country, things that are really hard to change in our country, but he talks about them in a way that makes you feel as if hope is a requirement. He bases his message in grace and love, even in the face of kind of insurmountable odds. So the book that he wrote, Just Mercy, half of it is kind of covers a wide array of different cases he's had across his life and career. And then every alternating chapter tells specifically the story of Walter McMillan, who is the first man he represented on death row in Alabama, who was clearly innocent in his case. And the specifics of the case are kind of too mind-boggling to really get into a short interview. And finding out those specifics is kind of what the book and what the film are about. But it was a very cut and dry case in terms of this man was completely and totally innocent. And so it's a legal procedural drama that's about the justice system in our country and this one man's story. But unlike most stories like this that are kind of did he do it, you know, he didn't do it. And it's a question of how will this one man get a group of people to listen.
We're talking with Andrew Lanham here on Dantan. And my goodness, you look at an all-star cast for this film. What's that experience like of seeing the words that you wrote performed on screen by the likes of Jamie Foxx, Michael B. Jordan, Tim Blake Nelson, just everybody who's so good?
Yeah, I mean, the cast is amazing. And I think one of Destin's gifts as a director is getting these really subtle, naturalistic performances out of actors that accumulatively create like this overwhelming kind of powerful feeling. Watching Michael B. kind of hold back, I think, is this really, it's like this almost thrilling experience. And I personally think Jamie Foxx gives his best performance since Ray, and he's absolutely amazing in it. So there's kind of nothing better as a writer to see someone like Jamie kind of bring those words to life. It's also kind of unique because so much of the dialogue in the book is taken from Brian's words or Brian's kind of notes and guidance in the adaptation process. We also really pored over the actual court transcripts. So a lot of the things that people say in the trial scenes are literally the actual things that people were saying during the trial. So it's really fascinating to kind of see those things be brought to life and mixed in with the stuff that Destin and I created and added in to help make it more cinematic.
Well, the early buzz is terrific. A reviewer is loving it. And one in particular who doesn't make his living as a movie reviewer, but pretty cool to find yourself on a top 10 end of the year list from former President Barack Obama.
Yeah, that's an amazing honor, and kind of it's our hope was that the film would play to all audiences of all ages and races and male and female across the entire country. And I feel like the reception so far has really spoken to that. I think Brian's message teaches you about a lot of things that are essential truths in our country that you might not be aware of, but he never talks down to you or makes you feel bad about how much you do or don't know about these things. He it's informative and teaching in a way that I think allows closed minds to become opened. And the reception that we've had across kind of all spectrum of audience, including our former president, is is really kind of beautiful and amazing to see.
Just Mercy comes to Railroad Square in Waterville on Friday, January 10th, and goes into wider release the week after that. But Andrew, let's talk about some other projects you're involved with. What can you tell us about a film you've been working on for a while with Vincent D'Onofrio and Ethan Hawke?
I wrote a Western called The Kid that came out in February of, I guess it's last year now, 2019. That I believe you, I don't know if you can see it on streaming services or rent it on iTunes. It was an early script that I wrote off of an idea that Vincent had. One of my favorite, my kind of career goal was to be able to work with really passionate directors, some of whom, like my friend Destin, are also writers. And so I was very hands-on in the writing process where we do it together. Sometimes it's somebody like Vincent, who's primarily an actor, but had always had this kind of germ of an idea about Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid that he wanted to turn into a movie. And then I developed that idea with him before kind of going off to write the screenplay. His kind of passion for the project kept it alive over a number of years. And then they shot it towards the end of like a year and a half ago, and that came out in February, so people can actually already watch that one now.
And what have you got for upcoming projects that we should keep our eyes open for? At least ones you can talk about.
Yeah, I just adapted a book for Paramount called The Strange Fascinations of Noah Hypnotic, which is kind of, it's like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, written by Steven Spielberg.
Wow.
Or directed by Spielberg. So it's a bit of a, it's based on a YA book that I really love, and I was lucky enough to kind of become friends with the writer after I adapted the book itself. And so I think everyone involved is really excited about the prospects of that one. It's kind of a from when you first hear about a project to when a movie gets made, if it's lucky enough to ever get made, it's a, I'd say, a 3 to 5 year process. So we're kind of in the end of the first third of the journey of that one.
Well, we're very excited for the positive response to Just Mercy. Can't wait to see it when it comes to theaters around here. And so great to talk with you, Andrew. We wish you much good luck and continued success in your screenwriting career. And thanks so much for making some time for us here in the old hometown.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.